Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. One of our favorite things is to reach out to startups all over the country and have a conversation about what it is they're doing, how they're doing what they're doing, and who benefits. And with me on our newsmaker line is Nicholas Hanstead. Now, Nicholas is an entrepreneur who has started something called Locally. Locally. What? It is spelled L-O-K-O-L-Y, and don't worry, we will have a link up on our radio blog. Nicholas, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful to have you with us today.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is fun. A friend of mine, Sam Hoyle, put us together, and Sam is no stranger to startups and entrepreneurial events, and he said, yeah, we ought to talk maybe to Nicholas, because he's got something going on. So tell us, what is Locally?
Yeah, absolutely. Locally is a bi-monthly subscription box that features the stories and products of craft small batch coffee roasters all around the country. So we go out and we visit these roasters wherever they're at. There is no geographical kind of point to where we're focused. And we visit them. We let them tell their story. You know, we shoot these really high quality, in-depth films. And then we also produce a podcast and other things like that. But ultimately, you know, what we do is we go to where they're from. We let people learn the history, the heritage, and the process behind what they do. And then we ship out their products in our boxes.
And you said bi-monthly. So twice a month you can sign up for this? Yes?
Once
every 2 months. All right. Sorry. Yeah. I get my bi-monthlies messed up there.
No problem.
So once every 2 months, you sign up for this coffee club, if you will, and you get some small batch coffee from a roaster somewhere in the nation. new stuff for you. Look, I got to tell you, I was in Seattle about 20 years ago, Nicholas, and I was walking around in Seattle. And this is before Starbucks was a thing. This is before coffee shops were a thing here in the Midwest. And I'm walking around, and every corner I see coffee shops. And what the hell's going on out here? What is this coffee stuff? And, of course, as we all know, it is a mainstay, and it is a vibrant, vibrant business.
Yep.
So, as you're going around telling these stories about these roasters that are out there, these people that create these small-batch coffees, what are you looking for as far as a partner to go tell their story? What's the idea? Who do you reach out to?
Yeah, absolutely.
And how do you find them?
Yeah, great question. You know, really the main qualification before we get into anything is, one, are they roasting specialty grade coffee? We just want to make sure we're sending out really high quality coffee in our boxes. But when it comes to who are we partnering with and who are we working with, you know, we have that conversation with them, and we want to make sure, you know, ultimately that they're more than just people who had too much money and didn't know what to do with it. So they started roasting coffee, because you will find a lot of those out there.
Yeah.
You know, these are family run businesses. These are people who have strong connections to their local community, and their business really ties in to the history of where they're coming from. So just for example, the first roaster that we're featuring this coming month, the building that his roastery is actually operating in was an abandoned old ag feed milling operation.
Really?
And it was in his local community, and he saw an opportunity to turn that into his coffee roaster where he's roasting his beans. So yeah, ultimately, you know, it's just making sure that not only do they have a really high quality product, but there's a lot more behind actually roasting those beans in terms of the history, the heritage, and the process that goes into it.
And how do you find them?
Yeah. So when it comes to actually finding them, really it's word of mouth. So we've had lots of people reach out to us and say, hey, you know, there's this awesome roaster where we're at, or that maybe I tried one time. I think you should look into them. So that's ultimately one way. And then also, you know, we have roasters reaching out to us quite often themselves. You know, they're like, oh, I really like what you're doing, and I think it really resonates with who we are as a business. We'd love to work together.
Sure. We are talking with Nicholas Hanstead, ladies and gentlemen. He is with Locally. It is a premium coffee, legendary stories. It is a startup that reaches out to small batch roasters all over the country. How these small batch roasters, I mean, you're coming to them saying, hey, look, we are coming to your place. We'd like to have, I know because I've been in the business for a long time, this takes a lot of setup before you show up. I mean, there's a lot of phone calls and emails and making sure everything's going around, and you've got the crew that you have to deal with. Are they a little reluctant to move into this? I mean, here's somebody calling them from this new startup, say, hey, we'd like to feature your product and then help you market it all over the country. Are they going, okay, what's the catch?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. That is the kind of the unique thing about us, is because sometimes when we have these conversations, the first question is, well, how much is this going to cost me?
Right.
You know, because a lot of subscription boxes out there actually make either people pay in, or, you know, they're making them give their product for free to actually be a part of these boxes. But for us, you know, we really understand, we put ourselves in the shoes of these people, and their walk, through their business. So when it comes to actually having that conversation, once we can explain that way, you know, we're a genuine partner in their journey into reaching new customers outside of their, you know, their local geographical radius, and let them know that we're not going to ask them to pay thousands of dollars to get the work that we're going to provide in terms of, you know, the actual content production and the advertising that goes into it. You know, they really see that we're in this for the good, and the good of their story, and their mission to offering their product to people all over the country.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because we, on a regular basis, reach out to businesses all over, well, around the globe. And we say, hey, we would like to feature your business on Inside on Business the News Hour, do an interview, talk about your business, the who, what, where, and why, what's going on. And we may make 10 calls a week, 12 calls a week. We might get two responses back, because I know, you know, people are going, there's a catch. They're going to charge us for something. And this can't be a free thing. This is just, or it's not worth my time, or, or Libby's some 15-year-old working out of his parents' basement. It's something like that, you know? And so I understand that reluctance very well. Now, so you're reaching out to these local roasters, and they have, I suspect, and you just mentioned this, they are dealing with their coffees in their local area, I would suspect.
Yep.
Do they have the potential to scale up if all of a sudden they go, oh, hey, you know, Joe's coffee is pretty good stuff. We're going to see if we can't take this a little larger.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's also a conversation that we have, because ultimately we do want to make sure that, you know, if they are going to get an influx of orders after being part of our box, that they can actually go ahead and fulfill them. So that's definitely something that we have to make sure we can be confident on with them. And, you know, if ultimately if they're deciding to move forward with us, which we love, we feel like we will have the confidence that they know that that could potentially happen, which ultimately is part of our goal. Right. You know, we want to bring them new orders and new customers that they never had before.
All right. I'm not a coffee aficionado. I got to tell you, you know, when I go to the coffee shop, I say, can I just have coffee? You know, like coffee. I don't want room for cream or vanilla.
Right.
I don't want all that stuff. Just give me coffee. And I don't really know a whole lot about coffee. What have you learned so far in this journey?
Man, let me tell you, there is a lot more to coffee than I ever expected. And I'll say it out loud. I am not like a coffee expert in terms of like knowing what these roasters know, because that's what they're good at. So I let them kind of handle that side of things. I just know how to tell their story. But along the way, I have realized everything that actually goes one into the process, and then all the different types of brewing methods that you can use to actually make the final coffee. I've picked up probably every sort of home coffee brewing mechanism there is out there, from like a Chemex to an AeroPress to a Hario. You know, there's so many different ways to actually make a final product, and every single thing that you do in terms of how fast the water pours, how hot it is, how your beans are spread across, all affects the final product. But ultimately for us, you know, there's a lot of people out there that really focus into those things. But we just love good coffee. You know, it's good coffee is such a good experience, and you don't have to have all those things to enjoy it. That's why we really try to focus on the story and really bringing in that experience more than just sending you a bag of coffee.
We're talking with Nicholas Hanstead, ladies and gentlemen. Nicholas is the founder of something called Locally. It is a premium coffee legendary stories website that has every 2 months they will send you some of this legendary coffee and also tell you the wonderful story that goes along with it. All right. Coffee, you know, do many of these roasters, are they selling just the beans or are they grinding the coffee or is it a mixture of both?
Yeah, you can have the option. You can either get the beans whole bean or if you like it pre-ground, so it's coming to you, so you can just simply put it in your coffee pot. Both ways for sure. Right.
Which do you prefer?
I prefer whole bean, and I've started to prefer whole bean as I've learned more about coffee because it's true that, you know, when you keep it whole bean, it stays fresher longer.
Right.
As soon as you ground your beans, it starts to oxidize and loses that freshness. It just depends how – it depends how granular you want to get with your coffee drinking, but I prefer it whole bean.
Got it. Well, I have coffee beans, and my bride several years ago bought me a hand grinder, you know, so that you have the little thing on the dial and you have to turn this thing around. So for me to get a pot of coffee with the beans, I mean, there's a little work that goes into this, you know? I mean, so I'm sitting there and I'm grinding away on this hand grinder for, you know, 5-6 minutes before I get enough coffee to put in the pot. And so, but it is amazing the freshness and the flavor and the aroma that comes out of those beans. It really is gratifying.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's something we believe we can really sell on is because, you know, these roasters that we work with, they almost have like a near religious devotion to how much time and effort they put into actually roasting the best beans. You know, quality, taste, and aroma is by far the most important to them. And so that's why, you know, these are premium coffees. These aren't roasters who are using really high level commercial grade roasters roasting, you know, thousands and thousands of pounds of coffee at one time. You know, these are small batch roasters that ultimately, you know, that's why it's really an attractive thing for them to work with us is because we can help them get their product out to new people.
Sure. On average, when you're dealing with some of these roasters out there, how many do they call it pounds? I have no idea. How many pounds or how many bushels or how many whatever are they roasting at a time generally?
Yeah, that's it really does depend on the roaster. And I say that because there are so many different types of roasters, which ultimately affect then how many beans can be roasted at a time. But, you know, the roasters that we're working with are probably roasting, on a typical roast day, if it's a good day, probably anywhere from like starting at the low point of like 75 pounds up to maybe a couple hundred, maybe.
And where is it labor intensive to be roasting beans? I don't know. So I'm going to turn to you.
Yeah, I mean, for these coffee roasters, I would say that it's labor intensive because they're not roasting on those big commercial grade roasters. Mm. They're watching these beans and they're extracting them at the exact right time to make sure that it is the best product. So, yeah, no, they're like, it's almost like they're literally sitting there and watching their, you know, their graphs, or they're watching the beans change color so they know when to take it out.
It's a fascinating story. It really is. And all of us who enjoy coffee in one form or another, you know, probably don't have any idea what goes into all of this on the backside. There are a number of roasters that I've come in contact with over the past 2 years. And it is only by happenstance that I've met one or two. And some have an altruistic motive behind their roasting, behind their business. For example, some will only buy beans from females who are in the coffee growing business. Some will only buy free trade coffee beans. Is that something that you're running into as well?
Absolutely. They all have these different unique kind of social drives that kind of drive them along. The ones that we have talked to specifically, they all have really deep relationships with the actual farms that their beans are coming from. Many of them have actually either visited that farm. Some people even go as far as owning a farm to really kind of bring in the whole supply chain from start to finish. Hmm. So yeah, you see that a lot. People make, and that's something again that we can, because it's when you, there's a difference between specialty grade coffee and then you're just your normal coffee. With specialty grade coffee, usually, or it should, that does mean if you truly are buying specialty grade coffee, that the farms that you're buying them from are being paid, the workers there are being paid fair wages, which is why it does cost more in the end. So yeah, absolutely. There's definitely a ton of different motives behind actually just roasting coffee, which is the beauty and the experience behind the whole thing.
Right. Do you ever go that deep in your videography and your storytelling? Here's Michael, and he has these beans, and this is what he roasts, and this is what he produces, and the beans come from XYZ.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, we wish we could actually travel to that farm, but
yeah, one of these days.
Right, exactly. But yeah, this first roaster we're featuring, he's got a really direct relationship with the farm down in Nicaragua that he's visited a couple times, and he mentioned that in the video that we produced, and he it's really important to him. Which is a really big part of his story. So absolutely.
Well, there you go. So your next goal is get photographs of some of these farms and some of these farm owners that are in there and intersperse those into your storytelling. See?
Right. Absolutely.
Right. All right. All right. Here I am. That's why I can't, Nicholas, this is why I can't hold a real job. Is, there are days where I pass a McDonald's and I go, you know, it'd really be nice just to go in there and say, hey, you want fries with that? And not have to think of everything else that I have going on. And then I come to the sudden realization I'd be there 2 days and I'd be saying, you know, there's a better way to do this. And yeah, it wouldn't last long.
That's funny.
Our guest is Nicholas Hanstead, and he has a company called Lokoly, Lokoly. We will, of course, have links up on our radio blog. So let's talk about your side of the business. You're doing all this marketing and you're doing all this stuff for these local roasters and telling their story. How do you make money, Nicholas?
Yeah, that's right. We make money on the boxes that we sell. We do offer a little bit more of a premium price point, and there's a reason for that, a couple different reasons for that. You know, we are offering more of an experience through our videos and our podcasting and everything else that we actually produce for the viewing pleasure of our members or anybody out there who wants to watch it. But also, you know, more than that, we want to take you on a unique journey through coffee to these places, because it's like we want you to see it. So where is this coffee coming from? We want you to hear it. We want you to know the story and the process behind it. Then ultimately, we want you to taste it. So all those things kind of together is our recipe to why we're offering a little bit higher price point. And, you know, we're not asking these roasters to give us the product for free or pay us a bunch of money. You know, we understand where they're at in their walk and their business. So, you know, that we're not, you know, we're actually paying for the product.
Right.
What I'm trying to say.
Right. Yeah.
And then we're going to throw in other merchandise in there as well. You know, for this first one, you're going to get a coffee mug, as well as a coffee coaster and some other things, some other surprise elements that will be included in that box. And then ultimately, each coffee roasted is actually exclusive to our club. So these roasters want to bring you guys, again, that full experience. So you're not going to get this coffee anytime else other than this one time through this one box, essentially. And then specifically for this first box, the cool thing about it was we realized that during this kind of time of COVID and the pandemic that we're facing, not only are these roasters seeing an impact on their business, there's other local members and local businesses, local craft artisans, essentially, that have seen an impact. So we pulled in John Bosley from Bos Prints, and he actually created the artwork that's going to go on the coffee bags. And the coffee is actually called Is This Heaven? No, It's Coffee. And then we're doing a launch box, one-time offering where you can actually get that print as an 8x10 print in the box as well.
Nice. His name, ladies and gentlemen, is Nicholas Hanstead. And Nicholas is the founder of something called Lokoly. It is a premium coffee, legendary stories. We will have, of course, links up on our radio blog. Nicholas, thanks for spending some time with us, and thanks to our mutual friend, Sam Hoyle, for putting us together. I've really enjoyed this conversation. Who knew, right?
Absolutely. I appreciate it as well. It's been great.
Once again, that was Nicholas Hanstead from the company called Lokoly. Lokoly, coffeeshop.com. It's all about coffee, but not just any coffee. And yes, we will have links to locally.com up on our radio blog. Well, that's a wrap for today's edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us associated with this project, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, Aaron Libby in charge of sales and marketing. The voice of the Business News Hour is none other than Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, and for Nicholas Hanstead of Locally.com, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.